Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, bringing you an overview of key market developments on October 30, 2025. Bitcoin exchange traded funds attracted $839 million in new inflows, while gold funds saw outflows totaling $4.10 billion, underscoring a clear investor shift favoring Bitcoin over traditional bullion assets. Ethereum remains resilient, holding support above $3,950. Which signals ongoing bullish momentum even as some profit-taking and possible short-term corrections persist. Bitcoin's price has adjusted to around $111,000 following the Federal Reserve's latest rate cut of 25 basis points, bringing the benchmark to a range between 3.75% and 4%. This monetary policy action led to the liquidation of $179 million in long Bitcoin positions, a clear indication of heightened market volatility. Still, Bitcoin stabilized near this level, with a key support zone identified at $108,900, a threshold closely watched for maintaining upward momentum in the near term. On the institutional front, Grayscale Investments entered the Solana ETF market with its Solana Trust ETF, joining Bitwise, whose own ETF attracted $69.5 million on its debut day. These ETFs offer staking benefits as well as market exposure, reflecting growing institutional demand for proof-of-stake blockchain assets like Solana. Meanwhile, notable whale activity includes a large Solana token transfer worth $40 million, the first in 5 years, sparking speculation around profit-taking or liquidity adjustments. Ethereum whales have been actively accumulating, adding $135 million in fresh inflows, which may suggest confidence among major holders ahead of potential bullish trends. In corporate developments, MasterCard is reportedly in advanced talks to acquire stablecoin infrastructure firm ZeroHash for a valuation between $1.5 billion and $2 billion. This move could surpass last year's $1.1 billion acquisition by Stripe of a stablecoin startup and reflects ongoing strategic interest in stablecoin technology. Meanwhile, Bitcoin miner Terra Wolf plans to raise $575 million to fund a Google-backed AI data center, issuing $500 million in convertible notes and seeking an additional $75 million in debt financing. Separately, SpaceX transferred 281 Bitcoin valued at just over $31 million to a new wallet, marking its third large transfer within 2 weeks and prompting industry discussion about potential shifts in its cryptocurrency strategy. Regulatory and policy news includes Germany's Alternative for Germany party advocating for Bitcoin to be exempt from the EU's markets in crypto assets framework. The proposal argues that Bitcoin should be treated as a unique asset, akin to digital gold, and calls for maintaining existing tax-free holding periods and non-commercial designations for mining and node operation activities. This could shape Europe's broader regulatory stance on cryptocurrencies going forward. The Federal Reserve's cautious remarks on future rate cuts, despite the recent easing, have introduced uncertainty. Analysts note a possible buy the rumor, sell the news effect as markets digest the Fed's limited signals on easing. Bitcoin's recent 3.1% price dip reflects sensitivity to these monetary policy updates. Additionally, Binance US has faced political criticism regarding the listing of a new one United States dollar stablecoin. Binance US denies any political motivations linked to President Donald Trump's pardon of its founder, yet the development is under scrutiny from several Senate Democrats calling for investigations. Ahead, traders and investors will be watching Bitcoin's ability to hold above $108,900 to sustain bullish momentum and monitoring Ethereum for potential short-term corrections amid strong underlying support. Institutional adoption, regulatory clarity, and Fed policy will likely continue to influence market trajectories. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.